USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump orders a bold attack that kills Iran's top military leader, there are huge demonstrations in the streets of Iranian cities. And here at home, anti-war protests in some 70 U.S. cities yesterday. This woman took part in one in New York's Times Square.
I mean, incredibly worried. I think every American should be very worried. This was an act of war.
Meanwhile, soon after Iran said it has 35 U.S. targets in the Middle East ready for possible strikes in retaliation, the president tweeted that he has 52 Iranian targets, one for every American who was held hostage in Iran in 1979. Kenyan authorities say that they've killed at least four terrorists who were attacking a U.S. military base there. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack, claiming that U.S. military equipment was destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Not to be mistaken for just a head cold, flu is spreading across the U.S., and the CDC says it's now active in 45 states and Puerto Rico. The latest report saying there have been nearly 6.5 million reported flu cases across the nation this season, around 55,000 requiring hospitalization, and nearly 3,000 people have died from it. Healthcare professionals still say, get a flu shot. In Australia, firefighters may get a brief reprieve as they battle raging bushfires. There's going to be a little bit of rain today as well as lower temperatures. Here's a Rural Fire Service Commissioner.
It'll be a reprieve of sorts. It'll be a psychological reprieve for many, but it's certainly not going to be the sort of relief we're looking for.
Fans are buzzing about the future of superstar quarterback Tom Brady after the Patriots were eliminated from postseason play with a loss to the Tennessee Titans. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Corrections officials say two inmates at a prison farm in northwestern Mississippi are currently unaccounted for, and the search is on for David May and Dillian Williams after neither man was found during a head count yesterday at the state pen for men also known as the Parchman Prison Farm, the two serving time on aggravated assault convictions. An indicted associate of President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, can now turn over data to the impeachment probe, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A federal judge has ruled that Lev Parnas can give Congress phone data and documents related to the impeachment investigation. The House Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena for the materials in its impeachment inquiry. His attorney says he expects the data to include documents from his Florida home and a complete readout of his iPhone. Prosecutors say Giuliani recruited Parnas and another associate to help President Trump dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden in Ukraine. Prosecutors allege they made donations to U.S. politicians on behalf of foreign interests and filtered foreign money through a bogus energy company. Parnas has pleaded not guilty. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And some expensive sushi about to hit Japanese restaurants, a bluefin tuna selling for the equivalent of $1.8 million during the first auction of the year at the Tokyo Fish Market hours ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.